Thanks for joining us. My name is Ibrahim Sani. You're watching Notepad. We're broadcasting from the All Age Broadcasting Center here in Bukit Jalil, Kuala Lumpur. As we enter the reopening of the economy and as we enter the first month of August, we want to explore a little bit better about how space owners can actually move ahead and be productive from the office space, but at the same time reduce cost. So a new technology has come into the forefront where office space owners can save tremendous amount of time on renovation and furnishing through a digitized offering. Easy Office is one of them. And of course, we're trying to understand a little bit better on this. Joining me in the studio is Kenny Teo, Easy Office CEO, to help us unpack their company and what the offerings that they bring to the market. Kenny, thanks for taking the time to speak with us. Let's talk through some of the ideas of what it means to be a one-stop digital platform where office is made easy for office owners and space owners.
Right. Thank you for having me. So Easy Office essentially is an online platform to provide our customer, which is the commercial or business owner, easy solution for them to cultivate their next best offices by offering templatized office design, also fit-out services, and we also do furniture leasing service for temporary office solution.
I'm sorry, I don't know what that means. So when you say templated design, what do you mean by that?
Right, so traditionally how company will approach office renovation is that they will first find a location and then they got to get engaged in their designer and finally only they will find a contractor. But what templatized office design is that we actually provide different options of office design, put it available in the on the market by putting it on our website, and we actually make it highly customizable. And what makes it so amazing is that we also, once our potential client has clicked into the different option, the prices of it will be very transparent. It will just show the differences by different option. And also we will make it more transparent is that we have a specification sheet for what is the building material has been listed on.
Do you allow the customers to design the office space online? Is that what is happening?
No, but instead we'll actually provide as much as possible different design styles and templates and do for different layouts.
Okay, how is this different from, I guess, renovating an office traditionally?
Traditionally, you have to go through a process of interior designing, very bespoke kind of driven, and most of the time, the cost will be very high. So by putting all these things pre-planned in the control environment, right, we are able to actually minimize the mismanagement of expectation, control on the costs, and also client will have a better visualization on what they are expecting for their next office.
How is it that you help the better visualization part? In what way are you visualizing or aiding the visualization?
How we're going to do that is that through our website, when we are offering the templatized design, we also will put on all the 3D images on our website that our client can actually look into it. And furthermore, we also somehow provide 3D visualization, you know, like the 3D walkthrough and stuff on our website, then people can actually go and have a look at it.
Okay. How is that? Like, is it done online?
It's all done online.
Okay. So what would be some of the cost-saving measures that you can think of when it comes to having the templated design versus, I guess, a custom-made design? Is it time-saving?
Definitely time-saving. And of course, when we are going through a bespoke traditional interior design process, things will be very altered. But by using templatized design, so there will be a set of items or products or brands or specification that will be set by us that will actually help them to save on cost because we already know what's best for the offices.
Oh, How do you know what's best for the offices?
Well, based on our 5 years experience in the market and also our relationship with different of vendors and through our experience in different projects. So there are a set of common items that will be deemed essential for the offices and also best for the employee.
Okay, what are those set of deemed criteria?
Right, giving say a standard size of a table, uh-huh. Okay, chairs, office chairs, all right, a standard planning for the lights, right? All these are able to be controlled instead of having it must be bespokely designed.
Oh. Sorry, I just need to understand, like, so you decide for your clients what's best for them. Mm. Is that it?
Yes.
So the clients have no say.
Okay. From the templates itself, we already generated a general sheets of the general items of what they will be expecting. But if, let's say, the client will actually still request on having their own options, yes, of course, all these are customizable on ground. But on the first level itself, all these will be highly curated, right? Pre-planned for them, so they have a gist of mind later.
Okay, what kind of clients are we talking about here? What kind of businesses? How big of a size of a company that normally would go for these kind of solutions?
The MNC or the larger corporates will opt for our services, because that all these businessmen or management level, C-level kind of people, they will be very busy, and hence they will rather have things have pre-planned for them instead of going through the hassle of hiring an interior designer, going through all the brainstorm session. So with our solution itself, we actually help them save a lot of time and also have saved a lot of decision-making process. Right? And also we are able to optimize on all the mistakes and also their renovation process as well.
What about SMEs? Do you think that they are going to be a target segment for your customers? To be your customers?
Yes, of course. We actually have a lot of SMEs as well. From different sectors, from petrol. Actually, it doesn't really matter about what industry they are in.
SMEs size.
As well. Yep, as small as 500 square feet up to like 60,000 square feet. We'll try every size.
Okay, we'll go for one short break. When we come back, we'll continue on with Kenny Teo of Easy Office. Thanks for staying on with us. I have with me in the studio Kenny Teo of Easy Office. Kenny, let's talk a little bit more about the whole idea of companies coming back to the market. Do you think that office space is still relevant in a post-pandemic world?
Yes. Based on our research and also our feedback from our clients, office will definitely still be relevant. But however, the functionality of an office has changed. Instead of having it to be very operational driven.
What kind of research that you guys did? What did you ask?
Well, we actually did thorough research through our past clients, and also we did some online survey as well, asking them specific question on how are they viewing on the next trend of offices after the pandemic, right? Including from the employee's perspective, employee's perspective, and also different level of employee, whether you are manager, you are director, or you are head of department, or you are just entry level. So we try to gauge what would they be expecting for the next couple of years.
Okay, so based on this research that you guys have done, following the survey from your past clients, why do you argue that there is still a relevancy into the need for office space? And perhaps maybe elaborate more on the functions of the office that you were about to elaborate just now.
Yes, instead of looking into, right, put it this way, an office space says sooner or later, because everyone, even though after the market has opened and everyone are back, coming back to work, and we also understand that a lot of people are opt for a hybrid kind of work environment, a more agile kind of working environment. But however, the human interaction will still have to be maintained instead of everything have to go to virtual. And as much as we think things can be done quickly that way, but what we and also our client have experienced is that the human contact must still be intact. So hence, the new office trend in the next couple of years would be definitely a hybrid environment where the space would not be mainly for operation, but instead it will be curated for collaborations instead, for meetings, for meetup, and also to do a lot of brainstorm session. So there won't be a lot of designated personal desk, but instead most of them would opt for hot desking, right? And if let's say people opt for personal space, they will probably look for, there will be different options available, phone booth, discussion area, for them to actually do some private work.
But this has been going on for some time,
yes.
Phone booth, discussion areas, hot desking. What changed in terms
what
of...
What changed? Okay. So to add on to that, so to make now, because of the post-pandemic era, there are a lot of requests on health and safety and also to try to optimize the best of the office usage, right? So a lot of things has been put into places, right? Workspace management technology, by the mean is that all the employees or even the employee level are able to actually pre-book all the spaces that they might want to use in advance, right? To help them to fully utilize their own office area. Mm. And at the same time, talking about health and safety, there will be UV sanitizing light, UV air purifier, touchless sensor, auto door for most of the entry, so for the high traffic area. All these are taken into place, right? So as much as we're looking at in Malaysia, it also already happened in worldwide, as close as in Singapore as well.
Yeah, of course. Actually, I kind of like offices in Singapore all the time. But what about the concept of co-working environment? Do you think that this is going to be the big deal moving forward? Because when I went to Singapore as recent as 2 weeks ago, it was really the flavor of the month. Everybody's working out of co-sharing spaces. Because of that, do you think that there is a time and space needed that is required for companies to own offices by themselves?
We would think this is very optional. It's a very personal preference on the individual company's kind of mindset. As much as we think co-working would be the next upcoming trend, but we will also realize that a lot of company, like especially the MNC, they have instead convert their own offices into a co-working space kind of environment, which is also what we have spoken, a more collaborative kind of workspace.
So you don't think that there is a pro or con in having an own space versus working out of a co-sharing space?
Yes. I do agree with that. There's no contradiction on working in either a co-working space or actually companies wanting their own space to work like a co-working area.
All right. We'll take one more short break. When we come back, we'll discuss a little bit more with Kenny Teo of Easy Office. Thanks for staying on with us. I have with me Kenny of Easy Office. Kenny, let's talk a little bit more about what we just discussed before the break just now. The idea here is, of course, companies maximizing the utility of the space that they have. We're looking at companies reducing the budgetary requirements and cost for having that space. And the most important thing here is to utilize that space in a way where people are collaborative and able to work in a high operational and efficient manner. These kind of elements has always been there since time immemorial when people wanted to have offices in the first place. We discussed that in the pre-pandemic, it was mostly the old way of thinking. Now, because of co-working sharing space, we're looking at how digitization has been taking place using solutions like yours and many others. I want to learn what would be some of the lessons that you can share with us for prospective office space owners when they think about either co-sharing or owning a space, whether to go with a modern high-tech environment to allow for people, young staffers, to feel wanted and be part of the process, versus what would be some of the ideas that can be done differently. What would be some of the lessons that you can share with us when it comes to these new business owners in trying to revolutionize their workspace?
Right. First of all, I think as a startup founder like myself, we can probably put it in relevant that how we'll always have a dream on what our offices were supposed to be like, but where it be a function high, you know, very high tech, futuristic or funky kind of environment, as much as we want everything of this one. Mm. But I would always encourage my fellow founders, friends or partners that they should always look into their business needs in the next 5 years to plan ahead, right? Looking for the space that they need, having it more flexible in growing, You know, there are a lot of availability, like places like Guokoland Towers or some of the more up and coming different towers, right? They actually offer a flexible upgrading on the space utilization, meaning it's keeping them flexible. You know, having said that, they also need to think about what are the main business activity they're going to have in the next 5 years, what is the scale they're looking after, and then based on that, put into discussion with their employee and then discuss on how is the layout and the design of the of their office supposed to be, instead of taking everything into their own hand to decide.
Yeah, of course, not many people understand the concept of office space, office renovation. Mm-hmm. They are mostly doing their own business, which is driving their own way of doing things. Do you feel that perhaps people or companies like yourselves can actually help alleviate that part of the pain when it comes to running a business?
Precisely. Hence, what the templatized model is ultimately about is that we are helping the entrepreneurs to save up the time in planning their offices, and so reduce their time in the headache in deciding what is the design direction that their company will actually want, right? And also,
so there's two elements here: planning ahead, the one that you mentioned, and then people like you trying to build the office for them. Do you help be that consultant to help them plan ahead? Because sometimes what they plan may not necessarily be the same with what you plan, and at the same time, they know their business more than you do know their business.
Yes.
Just like the other way around, you know more about your business; they don't know so much about your business. How do you help your clients achieve that extra modularity of growth, considering that now you are doing that secondary work of them, which is trying to build an office for them?
Right. So whenever we engage a client who are looking for growth and also want to plan ahead for their business, we'll give them, after giving example, they have chosen one of our templates design. And end of the day, we still have to meet the clients and discuss further in what exactly how they want to plan on their layout or some physical requirement of them. So from there, we'll start to garner a little bit more on what is ultimately more relevant to them and do alteration on ground itself.
Maybe you can give us some case studies into what kind of alterations that you have done for your clients.
Right. So very recently, we actually have a client who is actually a law firm, right? A law firm probably in, you know, a young law firm, so we're seeking for growth. They have grown from 15 to 38 people now during the pandemic era. So now it has become vital for them to have a very efficient use of space, right? But at the same time, they want to save up a lot on the filing capacity. So based on the templates that we have given to them, a very compact layout, when we presented to them, we have made the authorization, they have actually given comments that they want to have more filing space, right? Which is essentially not presented in our template design, right? So on ground itself, we have helped them to add on a lot more very highly created filing area, right? All concealed and also very space saving kind, without actually obstructing their workforce, their admin, their lawyers and stuff to work on ground, without having them feel very congested in the space, right? So these are sort of the things that we are able to do on ground to help our client to make changes instead of only relying on the template itself.
Good.
So there will definitely be space for them to do alteration based on business needs.
Finally, what would be some of the directions that you think is going to take place over the next few months? Do you think that people are going to fast come into the office space now, considering that the economy is reopening?
Yes, we believe that the workforce will keep on coming back. We think that for the next couple of months, or probably in the half year time, the workforce will, of course, will still be coming back, and the hybrid environment will definitely still be intact, right? Mm. Instead of coming back to a full physical kind of work environment.
Fantastic. Okay, Kenny, thanks very much. That was a very enlightening chat with the CEO of Easy Office, Kenny Teo. If you've missed any part of this interview, just head on to astroawan.com, look for Notepad. You can also look for Easy Office on all our websites. But for now, thanks for watching and have a great week ahead.